Good evening, I'm Jill Charlebois with a look at your evening news for Friday, January 17th. First, our winter road report, proudly sponsored by Matt Law and his great guys at Speedy Glass and Owen Sound. Highways and county roads are seeing bare and wet road conditions and good visibility. Weather this evening could cause driving conditions on Highway 21 between Underwood and Godrich to deteriorate slightly. Kincardine Council received a series of reports from the municipality's Environmental Services Department. In the report from December 2024, two issues arose: a spill of chlorinated water into Lake Huron and a wastewater exceedance at the Bruce Energy Center Lagoon site. Despite the issues, there was minimal impact to the surrounding environment. The spill of chlorinated water was caused by a computer error, which caused 371,000 liters of chlorinated water to flow into the lake. Manager of Environmental Services Mark O'Leary says that the water was deemed to be safe and potable. Bruce County's warden is feeling confident heading into this year's ROMA conference. The Rural Ontario Municipalities Association is meeting in Toronto from January 19th to 21st. Charbonneau says he'll be taking part in delegations about funding disparity in rural communities.
We spend, as municipalities, a lot of time writing grants and chasing one-time funding for different things. And I think that energy would be better spent actually providing services.
The county will also be well represented with Charbonneau Deputy Warden Don Murray and senior members of Bruce County staff. The province has started sending out $200 checks. Finance Minister Peter Bethenfelvy spoke to CP24 this morning, saying that many people are struggling to pay the bills. He added that the funding will put some money back in their pockets at a time when they need it. The checks will be sent out to Ontario residents who are at least 18 years old as of the end of 2023. In a unanimous decision, the U.S. Supreme Court has upheld a law banning TikTok in the United States. The grounds for the decision is national security. If its Chinese parent company, ByteDance, fails to sell the app by Sunday, it will go dark. The app is used by about half of all Americans. A history-making concert will be streamed to raise funds for the victims of the California wildfires. Fire Aid, which is set for January 30th, has too many acts to mention, but a few are Green Day, Lady Gaga, Billie Eilish, Sting, Jelly Roll, Pink, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. TMZ says that the initial plan was for 24 artists and bands, but so far 50 have said that they want in. It's become so massive that there will be two venues. In sports, the Owen Sound Attack are on the road in Brampton this evening to face the Steelheads. You can catch all the action on Kia of Owen Sound, Terry's Trailer Service, Bear Radio. Just two games in the NHL this evening, with Vegas visiting Carolina and the Sabres home to the Penguins. In the PWHL, the Victoire are home to the Frost. The Raptors visit Milwaukee this evening in NBA action. Elsewhere, the Magic visits Boston, the Bulls host the Hornets, and the Lakers host the Nets. And in the PJHL, Walkerton hosts Godrich, Wingham visits Hanover, and Kincardine hosts Mount Forest. Taking a look at the weather tonight, a chance of flurries in the evening and then 2 centimeters of snow overnight and windy, with the temperature steady near +2. Tomorrow, periods of snow with a high of +1. Sunday, a chance of flurries and a high of -11. I'm Jill Charlebois, now you're up to date.